like that I have preached this message recently. I don't know. I didn't look. I didn't want to be discouraged. I didn't want to be hindered in any way, so I didn't look. But it feels like it. If I haven't, it's I've been thinking it a while. I'm not sure. But we want to talk this morning about praise and testimony. And we want to start in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Now that sounds pretty wonderful, doesn't it?
Yes, Lord.
Good tidings, to the meek. You know, those that can't stand up for themselves and maybe don't have a lot going for them, different things. You know what I'm saying about the meek? Where they're maybe hindered or pressed down a little bit or something. But he's sending good tidings. And then it says to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes.
All of us have had some broken hearts.
Lord, yes.
We've been heartbroken over other people, our children, our friends. We're heartbroken over the conditions in the world.
Yes.
It breaks our heart. But he said he's come to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I was a captive. I was a captive to all the things that were the very worst things for me.
Amen.
And I was captive to them. I just thought that was the most wonderful things to do, and they were killing me. I didn't even know. And then it says, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Oh, you know, there are so many people out there that are bound. They're bound by habits and bound by situations. They're bound by their own inside, their own minds and their own lives. They're all bound up with the way they think. They're all bound up with the way others think. They're bound up with all the things that they think others are thinking about them. They're all bound up. But he said he came to set them free. To get them out of there. He just came to get them out. It says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes. Oh, I don't know about you. Did you have a lot to give to the Lord when you came to Him? Did you feel like that you were, He was getting a prize when He took me? No. But He gave us what? He gave us so much more than we were worth.
Yeah.
You know how we are about a deal? You know what I'm saying? We get out there and we want a really good deal.
Yeah.
And we want to get so much more than what we have to pay for.
That's true.
Well, that's what we got.
Right.
With the Lord. We got so much more than what we were worth.
Yeah.
If He had paid and only given us what we were worth, we wouldn't really have anything, because we weren't worth much of anything. And it says, the oil of joy for mourning. Oh, we were so sad and heartbroken, and we were so depressed and so down. And He gives us joy. And our conditions didn't necessarily change. But all of a sudden, we felt lighter. We felt better. We felt happier. We had something inside that was giving us joy.
Yes.
It says, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, you remember how heavy it used to be? It used to be so heavy out there in the world. So heavy in all the things that we were mixed up in. Just heaviness, just a bondage and heaviness all the time. We couldn't hardly think of anything good to say. It was all negative. But what does He give? He's given us the garment of praise for that now. Now we have lots to say. We have lots to say, although we don't say it. But we have lots to say. If we would let it come out, we would have it. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be what? Glorified. It's all about glorifying Him. Oh, dear ones. Jesus, in the fourth chapter of Luke, he said that he read this scriptures, this passage of scriptures in the temple, and he said, this day, this is fulfilled in your ears. Oh, they didn't necessarily understand what it meant. But we have a real clear picture today, don't we? We have a clear picture of what it is and what it means to us. All of us that have been born again know that all of these statements are true. It's hard for us to remember them sometimes. It's hard to remember they're true, but they're all true. In Isaiah, going on down to the sixth verse, it says, but ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. So he told us in this same thing, you're going to become priests and ministers for me. Ministers. He didn't say a minister.
Right.
He said all of us were going to be ministers for him. That's quite a lot to be happy about, isn't it? That's quite a lot to be excited about. But do you know that we go through our days sometimes as if we don't have that wonderful thing happening in our life? It's like we don't even think about it. Oh, my trial is so hard, or this is happening, or that's happening. And I don't hardly think about all that God has done for me. And, you know, it's really sad because the Lord needs to hear our thankfulness to him for these things. He needs to know we are thankful. You know how it is with a father and their children, a mother and their children. They do little special things and everything. The parents want to give them everything. They want to bless them and be good to them. And you think the Heavenly Father isn't the same? He is the same. He gets such glory out of us telling him and being thankful for what he has done for us. For what all these things that he has done. Oh, it is such a wonderful, wonderful thing. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, something else we are. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises. Now listen. Show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into this marvelous light.
Yes, thank the Lord.
This is why we praise God and we have a testimony. Because it's who we are. It's what he's done and it's who we are. And it's our obligation to minister. The Lord is so concerned for us in these last days. He's very concerned. All of us that were around for any length of time in the church in our younger days, we heard their praise. And we heard all those things. We saw their praise. We saw their demonstrations of praise. We saw all those things.
Yes, help me, Lord.
What did they have that we don't?
Oh, Lord.
What did they have? Did they have more thanksgiving than we have? Were they sinners above us? So they were so sinful that when they got saved, it just put them over the top. Is that it?
No.
I venture to say that most of them were probably less sinners than what we were. But they were happier.
Yeah.
They were more joyful about it.
Yep.
And they didn't care who knew or who heard them or anything.
Yep.
We are living in a day where the enemy is trying to squash everything that is of God.
Right.
trying to make it of no effect. Do you know what kind of, I remember sitting in service, I remember the effect it had on me when they praised. Do you remember? When they would praise and they would get up and praise. You know, not too long ago, we had a service that was kind of like that. We had a wonderful service here where the Lord cut loose. Do you remember? It was, in fact, it was the last service that Sister Linda was with us in service. It was the last time she was with us in service. And how that the singing just started and we were just praising God and just so happy and showing forth His praise. And I remember them looking over at me and saying, well, do we go ahead and keep singing? I said, go on. Because when the Lord is bringing forth something, you don't want to get in the way. And He was just bringing it forth. And sister, I remember Sister Linda got up and she walked down the aisle. She said, the Lord told her to do it. The Lord told her, get up and go down there and hug Sister Rich. And then after she hugged me, the Lord just started telling her, everybody else, hug everybody else, all the way back to your seat. And everything was cut loose that day. Did we have a really, really good time? Did we have something that just blessed our soul, that gave us that something down deep inside that we expect to have all the time when we're in heaven? Because see, that's what it's going to be like.
Right.
That's what it's going to be like. We're going to have that all the time. There isn't going to be any time where it's not going to be like that. I was thinking how let's go to Romans 12 and 1, very familiar scripture. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We are not our own. How dare we hold back God's praise because of our little insecurities and because of our little shynesses, because of our little places, and where we think, oh, somebody else can do it better. I can't pray as good as them. I can't add. Do you know that you have to present your body a living sacrifice? You have presented it to Him. You have handed it to Him. And every time that we don't allow those kind of things to come out of us, we're taking it back.
Oh,
Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help me, Lord. We
have to be willing to let our mouth speak. We have to be willing to let our light come forth. We have that. Ephesians 4:16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Unto the edifying of itself. When every joint supplies, a body edifies itself. There's in the scripture in the Old Testament where David said he encouraged himself. He didn't have anybody else to encourage him. There was nobody around that could encourage him. He was going through horrible things. And he said, and he clearly stated, he encouraged himself. We want everybody else to encourage us. We don't want to fight through and encourage ourselves. Why is it we get in a trial and test and everything and we forget all the good things that God did for us and all we can think about is what we're going through right now? Why can't we start rejoicing over all the things He's already done?
Yeah, that's true. Help me, Lord.
Listen.
Thank the Lord.
It's dark. These are dark days.
Yes.
And we can feel the darkness. And do you know that the darkness in everything is what is encroaching upon us and holding us down? It's like a heaviness that is holding us down to where we can't get free and we can't get light and we can't bring forth and we can't praise. Why does the devil do that to us? Because praising God works on other people. It works on what's inside of them. It works on their spirits. It works in their souls that God made. It's never going to die. It works on their souls when we praise God. That's why it works on us. all of us enjoy it when somebody really gets prayed, really gets happy, and really gets to praise Him. Or they really get to crying and praising. It doesn't matter if you're laughing or crying. Oh, you know, some people, they don't mind if they're going to laugh, but if they're going to have to cry through their testimony, they don't want to do it. Oh, you know something, when I first started testifying, I cried every time. I cried all the way through every single time. It was, I don't know, months and months and months and months before I could get up and say a word for the Lord without crying. But you know what? You got to just press through. It doesn't matter if you're crying. It doesn't matter. I mean, particularly now, we're wearing masks. I mean, people can't even see the ugly face you make when you cry. I mean, so what difference does it make? Just go ahead and do it. They can't even tell. You know how we all feel like we have an ugly face when we're crying. But can't even tell. And somebody still doesn't want to say anything. They still don't want to praise the Lord. They still don't want to come forth. But every joint supplies. It says the whole body fitly joined. It maketh increase. The effectual working of all these parts maketh increase in the body and edifies. Increase in the body. We want more, don't we? Don't we want more in here saved? Increase in the body. When we're all fitly joined, doing our part, the effectual working of every joint, it will increase to more. But if we sit on it, and we don't let people know very much about it, and we're kind of quiet about it, it's not going to affect that inner man, that inner soul that somebody has. It's not going to affect them the same.
Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Oh, Lord, help us. Revelations 12, 10 and 11. This is a very, very important scripture, and we need to remember this at all times. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And how did they win? They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Listen, in these last days, I believe our testimony is going to mean more and more. As the days get darker, as things get worse, our testimony, being able to have joy in our services, being able to have joy in our person, being able to have joy in our homes when our homes aren't the perfect place, being able to have joy and express it and praise and thank the Lord, it is going to be what shows forth. It is going to be what shows forth. In these last days, the devil is trying to quiet our testimony. He's trying to quiet it. He's trying to make us to where we don't say very much.
Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Thank you.
You cannot go wrong praising God. You cannot go wrong. You can be living in a house with a person that doesn't even care about God. But if you start praising God in that household, they hear you praising God, they hear you being joyful and happy in the Lord, it will have an effect. Because it chases the enemy for one thing. It chases the enemy. Oh, Lord, help us. I cannot express to you how much the Lord dropped this in my heart, that in these last days, we have to overcome by our testimony. We have to. Our services have become so quiet. Not everybody we come on Wednesday nights, not everybody even has a testimony. How can that be? I just want to know, how can that be? But God didn't do anything for a whole week. Or did you just forget how to keep track, like we talked about last week? You forgot how to keep track of all the things you did for you through the week?
Oh, Lord, help me.
But you can't even think about it. I know someone that feels like it's their duty to testify. And they start thinking way before Wednesday, Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to tell them? They start praying about it and asking the Lord, what do you want me to say? Because they're not going to sit there and say nothing.
Thank the Lord.
They've made up their mind. They're not going to do that.
Help,
so they're asking the Lord, what do you want me to tell them?
Amen.
See, that's your ministry.
Yes.
That's your ministry to us. I've told you before, on Wednesday nights, you minister to me.
Yeah.
Now, some days, some weeks, I get a little starved. I get a little starved.
Help me, Lord.
You know how they say, sometimes, this is what they say. Well, if you can't say anything else, at least stand up and say, I'm thankful to be saved.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Because this is what I want you to do. If you're going to stand up and say, I'm thankful I'm saved, maybe I'm going to sit over there and I'm going to say, why?
Wow.
So that you can really express
yes.
what you feel inside
yes.
for what he did for you.
Yeah.
And then if you say, well, because he's completely changed my life, then I'm going to say, how?
Yeah.
You see, we have testimonies. We just don't want to bring them forth. We want to sit on our seat, and we want everybody else to feed us, and we don't want to have to minister at all. We just want to eat.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you know, we have a gluttonous nation. That's all they want to do is eat. That's what we're doing in church. We're sitting there, all we want to do is eat. We don't want to minister to anybody. We don't want to bring forth anything that somebody else could eat. We don't want to work, but, you know, we're here, we're having a potluck, but I didn't bring anything. You think about this? I didn't bring anything. You know, I'm one of those people that, well, it's just me. I eat just a little bit anyway, so I didn't need to bring anything. Oh, Lord. I can't express to you how the Lord burdened this on my heart that we're going to, in these last days, we're going to overcome by the word of our testimony.
Yeah.
In Revelations, it is giving a picture of what happened in the what's going to happen in the future. And when they're standing before the throne and they're saying, where did these come from and what happened and how did they get here? And it says they overcame by. So how are we going to overcome by if we don't participate? How are we going to do this? I know I have somebody that I knew that told me that they wanted people to know they were a Christian by the twinkle in their eye. Do you know how close you have to be somebody to see their eyes? I mean, you have to be pretty close. So, that's it? That's it? You're just going to open your eyes. That's all I have to do today, Lord. Just keep my eyes open and let them twinkle. No, we have to do some things. We have to bring forth. We have to minister. It says that they overcame. Where did these people come from? They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, of course, and then it was the word of their testimony. After the blood's been applied, then it's the word of their testimony.
Uh-huh.
It's how they overcame. Why? Because, you know, if we can't talk about it, we're not remembering it. Now, I know this is what happens on Wednesday nights. I know this is what happens. You sit there and you think, I don't have anything to say. I don't have to say. You've forgotten. You've forgotten what he did. Why would a God that has done so much for us do anything else for those that can't even remember the simplest things that he does? And and doesn't want to tell anybody about it. Now, we're not talking about you going out and standing on a street corner and saying all of this to strangers, or standing in the middle of a store and shouting out all of the praises of God in a store. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about other saints, blood-washed ones.
Right.
And I'm too embarrassed. I don't know enough. I can't remember. I'll cry. Lord, help us. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. By the word of their testimony. Not just the thankfulness they had in their heart. That's how they overcame the wicked one. See, it's the wicked one that's after us. The way you overcome the wicked one is testifying out loud in front of people what God has done for you. That is how you overcome the wicked one. There's many times that we testify for the devil when we come here on Wednesdays. We say, the devil's been talking to me and telling me, really? Okay, I don't even want to know what the devil's been telling you. But tell me what God told you after the devil said that. What did God tell you? What did he say? What did he whisper in your ear? What did he help you with? Lord, help us. Matthew 5:14-16, it says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your light shine. Oh, I know that means our conversation, that means our daily life and all those things, but it also means the words that you speak. It also means the glory that you tell about the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I know it's uncomfortable. You're with relatives and they're not interested at all, but something comes up and it just fits in with what happened to you or how the Lord blessed you or whatever. And you're afraid to stick it in. Oh, Lord, help us. We overcome all of those things by the word of our testimony. John 3:10-11. Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? He's talking to Nicodemus. This is Jesus talking to Nicodemus. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Now, Jesus didn't hold anything back. He testified before people everywhere he went, all the things that he knew of his Father. And he kept telling them, these words are not mine. These are coming straight from the Father. He testified wherever he went. They chased him. They tried to kill him. They plotted against him. They called him all manner of names. He had to go from place to place. He was ridiculed. He was spit on. He was crucified. But he went from place to place, testifying. Testifying. Oh, Lord, help us, help us. Matthew 15:31. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now that's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we would do that too. But do you know we don't? Do you know we don't? I remember a time we were in Monarch. Brian and I were sitting there, and this lady got up and she testified about the child and a baby, and something was wrong with the baby. The hips or something were out of joint, and if they didn't start staying in joint or whatever, then they wanted to do operations and all these things. And they tried, and they said how the Lord had come in on the scene and put those hip joints and that little baby back in place, and everything was fine. He was quiet just like that. Just like that, that's what it was. Right there in the morning. And my husband got up and he said, did you hear what she just said? Did we all hear what she said? Did we all take note of what a wonderful, glorious miracle that just happened? And we can't even say amen. We can't rejoice. We can't bring forth any praises to God, he said, over this. And we asked, why isn't God healing anymore? Bringing forth praise. Bringing forth praise. Bringing forth, and listen, I don't know about you, but I was dumb. Didn't know how to do it right. Didn't know what to say. Didn't know how. I was maimed, walking through life half crippled. I was lame. I was blind and didn't see. So if I do nothing else, when I come and testify on Wednesday, if I do nothing else, I can talk about where I came from. I can say, you know, I was blind. I was blind. I didn't understand things. I didn't see things. But God opened up my blind eyes. Oh, we want to testify. In fact, we feel obligated. If the Lord has touched our bodies, we make sure we come in and say, well, I thank the Lord. When I was praying for the other day, the Lord, you know, he blessed me. But we don't want to talk about everything else he blessed us with. Just only if he touches our body. We're going to have to do better. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, sometimes we can come in here and testify about our trials. You understand? We testify about our trials. But do we testify about the glory at the end? Do we come and say something about that? Do we testify about that? No, just our trials. See, God allows trials to help us. Yes. We've all figured that out. We may not have known it in the beginning, but we figured it out. Because we learn something every time we're in a trial. We learn something. Amen. Can we come in and tell what we learned? Can we give God the glory for what we learned? I was going through this trial. No, we want to explain all about the trial and hardly explain anything about the victory. You know, that's left over from when we were in sin, when we were complaining about our whole life. And then we got saved. And we know we shouldn't complain anymore. So now we just talk about our trials, because that's not complaining. Or could it be? Could we be complaining? Lord, help us. It says, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Do you think that God is going to consider all of the things that we went through, as, you know, it says, bring your jewels and your crown and your all these things, and because you've gone through and you've mastered and you've conquered and you've done all these things and you're picking up all these jewels along the way. Do you think you're really going to have jewels when you won't even say you have one? You won't even say you have a jewel? I don't even recognize it as a jewel. You know, we can walk over stones and things over the ground, and there could be jewels there, but we don't recognize it. So we don't pick it up. Are we just not recognizing all of the things that God is doing for us every day? Sister Shirley always prays, and she always starts out praying, "He woke us up this morning in our right mind."
Yeah.
Is that a jewel or what?
Yeah.
Because do you know how many people didn't?
Right.
How many people didn't wake up in their right mind?
Uh-huh.
Due to accident, due to sickness, due to dementia. They finally kind of cross that line to where they don't make any sense anymore. Oh, Lord. Praise God. You know, they say that a lot of times that old people, a lot of things come out of them in their old age. And sometimes they're not very pretty. Well, we can change that. We can change that. It's not all the Lord's job to change that. It's our job.
Amen.
It's our job to say all of the glorious things that God has done to us. Why is there some people that all they can talk about in their old age, and when they kind of get a little senile, a little dementia or whatever, but they're just talking about God all the time and praising God and singing songs? It's because they learned how to praise Him here before they got there. You've got to do it here, now, while we have our right mind, while we woke up this morning with our right mind. You've got to make all those neural pathways in your brain go a different way.
Yes.
You have to make deep grooves in there to where when you're in your old age, you just naturally fall into the groove and go right there. It's all you know how to do. Just fall into that groove and go. Don't even know how to do any of the other things anymore. Because I didn't let it be a part of my life now. So, in Psalms 111, 1 and 2, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright. And in the congregation, I will praise Him with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein." Right here in our assembly, praise ye the Lord with your whole heart. With your whole heart. Oh, you know what? There's a lot of things that people do with their whole heart. Sports, things of that nature. Oh, they pour their whole heart into it.
That's right.
And even if they don't play, they watch it. And they pour their whole heart into it. You know, you see them, and they act crazy when something happens on a screen. They're not even there in person. But they act crazy when something happens on the screen. They're all involved, and they're cheering, and they're this. And we come on Wednesday nights and sit quiet. With no enthusiasm, we testify in this little quiet voice with no enthusiasm as to what God has done. We've got to overcome the evil one. And in these last days, it's going to be the word of our testimony that does it. That in Revelations was a view of the future.
Yes.
And the ones that made it. And He said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Yeah.
That's how they did it. We can't sit quietly and make it. It doesn't work like that.
Amen.
It works like the Bible said it was going to work. So, if I praise Him with my whole heart, do you know there are so many great things that God did? I was walking out with Sister Denise yesterday out to my car, and we were commenting on what a beautiful day it was.
It was beautiful. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Just
yes.
A slight breeze, not too hot. The air was fresh. It just made you feel good.
Amen.
Didn't Did we praise God for it?
Yes.
Did we just praise Him for it? Did we say, oh Lord, look at the day You have made?
Yes.
You remember Brother Busby?
Yes.
And he's been here several times, and you may have heard him over on the messages that are online, and you may have heard him at other camp meetings. Oh, he got such a joy out of God's creation.
Yes.
And he talked about it all the time. Do you know we can do that?
Amen.
We can say, you know, the day that the Lord made yesterday was so wonderful. He is so good to us. We can sit outside at night and see the moon and say, what a glorious thing that God has done. You know, we can look at the mountains when they're covered with snow and say, who would have thought of such a wonderful thing? But to have all that whiteness covering the mountains. You know, we can testify, glorify God for His creation and all that He does around us. If you can't find anything personal, then testify of what He's done, what He's created, what's out there. Testify to that. John 5:39, it says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The scriptures testify of God. So why don't we bring a scripture with us on Wednesday night?
Amen.
Why don't we bring a scripture and say, you know what, I was reading this scripture, and this is what it meant to me, and this is how I felt when I read it, and this is what was going on in my mind, and this is how this scripture helped me later in the week. You know why we don't? I'm going to tell you why we don't. Because we don't remember what we read. You hear me? We don't remember what we read. It would be better. It would be better for you to pick a passage of scripture. You know how the Bible starts out and there's like it might be a paragraph.
Yes.
You know, the two or three scriptures in a row that deal with the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then it changes the subject. Mm-hmm. It would be better to read the paragraph and meditate on it through the day and think about it and think how it works in your life and
that's
see
right.
where it has worked before and see where maybe it can work in the future and commit it to some real meditation and all. When you come on Wednesday night, you'll remember that scripture. Because you spent the whole day going over that scripture and letting it work down into your heart.
Amen.
You'll have something to testify about. But if you just say, well, I read a chapter in the morning, I read a chapter at night, but I can't tell you the next day what I read.
That's right. Yes.
You know how it is?
Yes.
Somebody says, what was
the message?
What did, yeah, what, that's a good, exactly what I was going to say. What was the series preach about last Sunday? Let me get my notes. They say after you write it down, you're supposed to remember it. But do you know what? Writing it down just right here isn't it. In schools and everything, I think they say that they have to write it down multiple times before you can remember it. That's why the teachers used to, when you got in trouble, I will not talk in class. They didn't get right. How many times on the board? It was supposed to make an impression. It was supposed to remind you the next time you were talking class, all of those things. Bring a scripture.
Amen.
Prepare yourself to feed. Prepare yourself to minister on Wednesday nights. You're going to overcome through the week better if you prepare yourself to minister. There shouldn't be any exceptions. I know we believe in Holy Spirit leadership. I know that. But I have to say, I don't think we have to wait for the Lord to tell us to glorify Him. I think that has to come from our heart, not Him inspiring us. So when we come and say, well, I didn't feel inspired. Well, you didn't feel inspired. That's because God doesn't inspire you to glorify Him. You have to do that yourself.
Yeah, thank the
That's your responsibility, not his. He doesn't make us glorify him. He wants to see how much you appreciate what he did for you. You appreciate all the little things. I'm going to tell you, he's going to give you all. He's going to give you all those things.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Yes, help me, Lord.
The scriptures testify. Bring a scripture. Read a passage of scripture. Dwell on it. Meditate on it. Read it in the morning. Read it at noon. Read it at night. Apply it to your life. Think about how it affects your life. Think about how it should change your life. Think about the things you need to... And I'm going to tell you, when you come on Wednesday, you're going to have 3 or 4 different things you can talk about. And then you'll be thinking, which one, Lord? Which one?
Amen.
Instead of thinking, what? You'll be saying, which one? Philippians 1:11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Fruits. Now we have a whole list of fruits in the Bible, don't we?
Yes.
Can we pick a fruit? Can you pick a fruit for your life that week? Can you work on a fruit? Can you think about it? Can you meditate on it? Can you apply it to your life? Can you see where it's not exactly the best thing? Or can you see where it needs to be applied more here or more there? Can you testify about the fruits that you're seeing in your own life? That's not boasting.
Amen.
Because you're praising God for it.
Amen.
I didn't used to be able to do so and so. But the other day, I did such and such. And before I knew it, it just came out and it was the right thing. And that is God. It's a fruit, and I can testify about the fruit, and I don't let the devil cower you down and say, you're boasting. Oh, no, our boast is in the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord.
That's where our boasting comes from.
Yeah.
Because without him, we couldn't have done it. But the idea is, we did. With his help, we conquered.
Yeah.
We got it. We acted different. You know, it'll be harder. It will be harder to go back on that thing once you've testified about it. It'll be the next time the situation comes up, that testimony will fly up, everything will come up, and you'll just have more strength to go ahead and do it again and again. You know why people fall back into doing the same thing over and over, falling into the same trap? Because they don't praise God when they get out. They don't make a big enough celebration over what God did for them, so they don't remember it. You know, we remember celebrations.
That's right.
Oh, we remember all our holidays, don't we? We remember our birthdays, and we remember this, and we remember all the celebrations. And we have something to celebrate our God about every single day, and we can't remember one when we come to service on Wednesday night. In these last days, it's the only way we're going to overcome. It's the way we're going to make it to the end. It's the way we're going to be able to go all the way to the end and make it in and not fall by the wayside, not be tripped up by the evil one, because we're going to overcome him by our testimony. Do you know that God can't, that the devil can't stay around and listen to your testimony? Do you know that? He can't stand for God to be praised. He's totally against him, and he can't stand it. So you want to get out of something? You want to get on top? You just start walking through the house and praising God for the furniture, and you praise him for the house and the walls over your head and the food in your refrigerator. You praise him for the wonderful day and the sunshine, and you would just go on and on and on. And you know, he cannot stay around. He cannot keep talking. When you do that, you're going to have to overcome the wicked one with your testimony. And I'm afraid that's why the wicked one has too much influence in our lives.
Yeah.
And he bothers us too much in our heads.
Yes.
It's because we have no testimony. The words are not coming out.
Wow.
There's all kinds of psychological things they say about speaking makes it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember all the phrases they use.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about speaking making it happen. What I'm talking about is doing what God told us to do is what makes it happen.
Yeah.
He told us to praise, and he said, we're going to overcome that with one by the word of our testimony. In our houses, at our jobs, in the grocery store, the word of our testimony. You know, like when they say, well, how are you today? I'm good, thank the Lord. Do you know how many conversations you can start up with just that phrase? And they say, that's true, the God's been good. And there's another opening. Yes, he's been good to me today. He was good to me yesterday and the day before. He's the same forever. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they say, yeah, that's right. You see what I'm saying? You just give out the word. The word of your testimony means something.
Yes. Thank
you. And we're going to end with Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Did you have grace this last week?
Amen.
Grace to overcome, grace to forbear, grace to forgive, grace to go through, grace. Can you testify of his grace? Can you just testify of his grace? Just come and say, Lord, I'm going to tell them all about the grace you gave me this week. The grace to come over, to overcome this, the grace to overcome that. Oh, no, maybe I'm going to, no, maybe I'll tell them about the scripture. Oh, that scripture was so good. And you did this for me. You did, well, no, maybe. Maybe I'll have to tell them about. That's what Wednesday should be like.
Amen.
Help me, Lord.
Thinking about, what am I going to tell them?
Help me, Lord.
Because God has been so good to me all week.
Okay.
All week.
Amen.
And if nothing happened that week, there was no trials, no tests. You know, you have, every so often you have one of those weeks.
Is that so?
Oh! Is that something to praise God for?
Amen. Amen. That's true.
I didn't have a trial this week. If I did, I didn't know it. God came and answered so quick.
Right.
I didn't even know I was in one. The Lord was so good to me, I didn't even know I was in one if I was in one. He's been so good all week.
Yeah.
I've had peace and strength, and I've been blessed, and I've been able to sleep at night. And, oh, it's been wonderful.
Thank God.
Listen, dear ones, we have to open our minds. It says they overcame the wicked one by the word of their testimony. We have to do better. You know, we hear that saying all the time, that you only get out what you put in.
Uh-huh.
It's still true.
Amen.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you don't want to put anything in on Wednesday night, you're probably not going to get much out of Wednesday night. Oh, and don't let me even start on prayer. That's a whole other message. Prayer for Wednesday night.
Yes, it is.
Lord, help us. We've got to do better, saints. It's how we overcome. We've got to do better. And I may be challenging you on our Wednesday nights. I may challenge you for a little while. You know, and you get up and say something, and if a question pops into my mind, I'm going to ask it of you. I want to help you. I want to help you to get to be more forthcoming, to be open, to let the praises flow out. Don't let the devil close your mouth down and close your mind down and close your psyche down to where you feel like you can't say anything. That's just his trick. Because he knows you overcome him if you open your mouth, so he wants to keep it closed. Lord, help us.